Call this meeting to order of the Houghton Community Council. We have a roll call, please.
Brian Gothrop.
Here.
Bill Goggins.
Here.
Laura Hine. John Kapler.
Here.
Betsy Pringle.
Here.
Elsie Weber.
Here.
Rick Whitney.
Here. So we have one purpose tonight, and that is to make a resolution to continue our existence for another 4 years, or at least put it to the vote of the public. I guess we can have some, after we go through that, I'll talk briefly about getting, we also need to organize our plans for the statement and the voters pamphlet. And we do have till August for that. I don't know if you guys check, but that's, and I want to, well, enough said. Would anyone care to introduce a motion?
I would like to introduce the motion.
Do we have a resolution number or anything?
Not really, because this isn't a city council action that we are acting on. This is one of those rare times when we... You have something, Nancy?
Well, Houghton, you have your own resolutions. And so this is resolution 2013-2.
Oh, really?
See?
What was 2013-1?
It was a comp plan amendment.
Okay.
Project.
I didn't remember that. Okay, so... you've got it right here in the file. Okay, resolution two. Well, I'll just read this, and then somebody can make this motion.
Right.
So, resolution 2013-2, resolution of the Community Council for the Houghton Community Municipal Corporation requesting, pursuant to RCW 3514060 and the Kirkland Municipal Code, Chapter 216, the continuation of the existence of the Houghton Community Municipal Corporation and its Community Council for an additional 4-year period. And that the question of continuance be submitted to the voters residing within the Houghton Community Municipal Corporation at an election to be held in conjunction with the regularly scheduled general city elections to take place in November 2013. Could I have a motion to that effect?
I would like to make a motion that we approve.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Let the record show it's unanimous. We have... till August 15th at 4:30 p.m. to submit our statement pro, and then there's a rebuttal statement that will be have the same deadline. You exchange statements at that time, and then we have 4 days to respond. August 19th is a deadline for our rebuttal to the anti-statement. Yes, Brian.
Rick, can anybody submit a rebuttal, or do they have to be do they have to live in Houghton to submit a rebuttal?
They have to live within a constituency.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I don't know, because Mike Nickram has...
Because Mike Nickram always files one, and he doesn't live in Houghton.
No, I'm pretty sure.
It doesn't I don't think so, because it seems to me through the years, some of those people that were really hard after us have been the ones that have...
Not lived in.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know, and I don't really...
Okay, I was just curious.
Maybe not Nancy or...
Well,
I was just,
you know, frankly, let's wait and see who submits the rebuttal, and if it's somebody who's not from Houghton, then I guess we can check it at that time and say, well, wait a sec, this isn't even eligible to be included.
Well, the voters pamphlet has, or the thing on the website, I think, tells who's eligible, so we could look that up.
King County elections.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anybody care to...
Do we know where the... statement came from 4 years ago? I recall there were three people who were named on that statement.
On the pro?
On the pro, and there were two or three people named on the against.
Do you know where? You real fast, my voter's pamphlet is laying right out in my computer room.
Yeah, we can find that information.
Cool.
Yeah.
You want
well,
to play with it?
What I'd like to see is... Let's if somebody has a burning desire, I'd like to have one person on our council be kind of the go-to person for this statement, and then anybody who wants to help out, we can you know pitch in or if we want to recruit people outside the council, probably better.
So since you would be the best with pros, antecedents, and adjectives, would you be the most likely person to at least proofread and make sure that this is cognitive?
I would, sure. I would love to work with people on this. And but we also might want to get hold of some of our folks out there and have them I think that would actually look better if it was from the constituents, but I would be happy to proofread or tighten up sentences.
Okay. As far as leading the, overseeing the effort, anybody want to take that on?
How would that happen? Just like, I mean, how do we know? I mean, if somebody else wants to submit, how do we get involved in that?
Or if there's conflicting submissions.
Honestly, I got to believe that we have got some priority position in that statement, and it should be through us, I would think.
I'm trying to think how
but
in years
I'll be honest, I haven't been part of that process, so.
Yeah.
So I'm going to suggest, because I have gotten an email from Susan Thorns and Karen Levinson regarding this issue of continuance.
Right.
And we've gotten an email from Jack Spiegel and Joyce Brown. I'm going to suggest maybe we contact Susan, Karen, and maybe these people that were nice enough to send this email and ask them if they would spearhead this event.
Yeah, and then we could look it over.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Your chair.
Yep.
Your vice chair.
Yep.
One of the two of you should make the general statement at the top, and these other people can come in at the bottom. But
is that the way it's been done
typically,
previously?
Yeah, but typically the people on the council don't write it. We don't write it. Our pro. Do we?
Okay. Well, we got time to figure this out.
We got time to figure it out.
I'll look at all my voters' pamphlets since 1988 and see what we have.
Yeah, maybe we have. I just haven't.
And I don't think it's going to be a competing thing. Anybody who's going to want to be supporting us is going to want to work with us. It's not like we're competing to see who can write the best statement.
Right.
So.
We are.
All we need to do is just coordinate it. Huh?
We are.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, we are.
Houghton
no.
lives. Houghton lives, yeah.
So, John, do you want to at least coordinate it, not necessarily write it? Or are you...
I'm happy to do it unless somebody else has a burning desire to do it.
Why don't you reach out?
Okay.
And then we'll see and get some submissions, and then maybe we can craft something and...
Mm-hmm. It would be great to have all of us take a look at it and give us an opportunity to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We want to make sure it hits all the points we want to have here.
Right.
And I'll help out because I've got so many
voter
pamphlets with stuff written in it.
Yeah.
Which might give ideas as to how it was done.
Okay.
And I'll let you know, John.
Okay.
Do you ever get a day off?
Why would I ever want a day off?
I just wondered.
Okay. He doesn't get a day off. Look at all the sun he has.
Yeah, really. Okay, so John, you'll coordinate, but not necessarily be doing all the work. Got it?
Sure.
Okay. And then as far as the candidates filing, each of us has filed. The only person who hasn't filed is Laura. I sent her an email message reminding her and also saying, be sure you file for position 4. Since Bill swiped my position 1 again.
Payback.
Yeah, I know, payback.
Did you really do that?
Yes, he did. And I kind of held off because when I saw that, I was saying, okay, musical chairs, and I wanted to make sure that we didn't double file, and so that's why. But when it was all done except for me and Laura, I thought, well, okay, I'll take Bill's position 3. And
I was actually 2 last time.
No, I'm 2.
No, you were 3 last time.
So you screwed up last time because you took my position.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Just please nobody do that to me because I will be so messed up. I won't be able to.
But I think John made a good suggestion about everybody putting our photos in. We've got till...
May 29th, I think.
Correct. May 29th.
That's for the primary. We have until...
Monday.
We have
till May 29th
yeah.
to submit photos and statements for our individual candidacies.
Yeah.
Okay?
For the November election?
No,
we're in the primary.
We're in the primary?
Why are we in the primary?
But we have to... That's our deadline.
That's what they say
I
on
think
the...
We'll
be
no.
the primary if we have an opponent.
That's only if we have 3 or more opponents, right?
So...
Otherwise, it's
2 or more opponents.
It's like July or August that we turn in our photos and statements.
Is there... So you've verified that...
Mine's all done. Mine's all in. I don't think about it anymore.
I went on the website because I was like starting to panic and I saw this May thing and I was going, oh shit, I'm leaving town.
Yeah.
I'm leaving town.
Strike the record, please.
And then I read further, and it was like for the general election in November, you had, you know, but this for the voters, for the primary voters pamphlet, you had to have. Yes, we had to file by May.
Yeah.
But as far as submitting for the voters pamphlet, I mean, we can go home and look at it again, but that's what I read. Do you know, Nancy?
There's only one catch here, you know. If somebody decides to run against you, you have to have it for that.
I'm just going to suggest
but file we'll know by tomorrow.
And be done with it.
You will know by tomorrow if somebody's running against you because the filing closes at 4 o'clock tomorrow.
John's got a good point. I mean, you don't have to get too extravagant. Just get something in there, and you got 2 weeks to do it.
Well, the thing is, we want to have something good for the general election where we describe the reason for the Houghton Council's value, right?
That would be for the continuation. Yeah.
But that's
in our individuals.
Even our individuals?
That's what we've done in the past.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, because we're not going to talk about the glory that we each bring to the council. We're going to really focus on what the value of the council is.
Okay.
In the past, that's what we've done.
Okay.
I've always put a picture in, but I wasn't planning on doing it right now because my face, if you don't look at me real close, you don't see it, but it'll show up in a picture, I'm sure. My face is still swollen under here and my neck.
Well, okay, here's my suggestion.
Well, we can photoshop that.
You can use one as long as it's not 5 years, more than 5 years old. You could use your last one.
Oh, shoot, I used my college picture because I had hair.
All right. Well, I'm pretty sure we're not going to have people filing against us. So if John's correct, then we've got some more time. And
be great.
I'll leave it to each of you. It's not like you're going to ruin the election if you miss it. But it'd be great if we all were in there. So, any other discussion or comments or advice for the good of the order?
Do you know if you can put a statement in without a picture?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We've all done that.
Definitely.
Okay. You should have one from last time.
So I'd like to personally thank Nancy Cox for coming to the rescue and assisting. Thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah. The thanks are to Mr. Kapler, but we'll...
I know. I mean, I don't have...
I'm going to have to mail this in. I don't know how to...
Any other
photographs on my computer? Are you kidding? I'm lucky to be able to make the darn thing get me to the other.
I don't want to talk about it. Okay, so any other discussion? And adjourn the meeting. And I let the record show that we are out before 9 if anybody is so inclined.
I don't feel.
Or you can go home and do yard work like I was doing.
I'm going to go home and go to bed.
Kind of
like I haven't felt. I've been sick.
Where are you going
to
go, Betsy?
Just
going to bed.
Huh? Where are you going on your trip?
Oh, I just have I have another family wedding, and so in Chicago.
Nope, you're right.
But I'll be gone next week, and I don't have time to get a photo.